The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time to get your sex life back on track. Do you feel that sometimes your sex life needs a little something? Well, let's figure it out intimately with Tamaron for an hour of simple and basic tips to help you create more fun, intimacy, and pleasure into your life. Now, here's your host, Tamaron.
Welcome to this fun-filled, interactive, intimate hour with me, Tamron. I've created this show to provide you, my listeners, with some of the top experts in the world who can help us all create more fun, passion, and sexual intimacy back into our lives. Life is filled with endless lists of things to do, and we get so caught up in the pace of it all that sometimes we forget to just let it all go and remind ourselves of what really matters the most. Things like, who do we want to spend our time with? What do we want to spend our time doing? And how can we make that time more fun, honorable, and pleasurable? And those are the questions that I ask myself a lot, and I am sure you're feeling the same way. Many of us live crazy, hectic lives, and at some point we feel like just something is missing. I think I found the answer for me in my life, and so I want to share and share some more. And what I realized was that I was lacking deep intimacy in my life, and it was affecting my personal relationships. I felt lonely, misunderstood, and I also felt that somehow I was dying on the inside. And how could that be? I knew I was a genuine, caring, loving person, but how come I wasn't happy? How come I felt so terrible and I couldn't explain it? Well, I was determined to find my own answers, and through much prayer and faith, I set out on a path that clearly showed me the way. But I wanted the quick answers, and don't we all? But being as stubborn as I am, my life showed me something that was very unexpected. And I was looking for happiness, love, and abundance in the wrong place. I was looking for everyone else and my life to provide that for me. I was expecting it to show up just like in the movies, on TV, or in some books that I had read in the past, and I thought I was entitled. And after working with other leaders, coaches, counselors, speakers, and reading some different books, they gave me the tools and the tips on how to get the answer. And after walking down that path for well over 10 years, I got it. And I just about fell over when I realized the truth. And I asked, how come no one teaches you this stuff in school? It didn't even compare to what I had learned. And this was like the treasure in the treasure box that we all hope to find, secretly hidden in our house somewhere, buried in the backyard from our ancestors. I found me. And I realized the old cliche, no one else can make me happy, no one else can provide for me, no one else can satisfy my needs, and no one else even has a clue what does it for me, and it isn't their job, it's my job. So what did this mean for me? It meant figure out what excites me, and figure out what scares me, and figure out what I would love to try doing, and figure out what I'm feeling, and figure out a way to communicate it all. I was lacking deep communication skills, and I didn't have a clue to understand what I was feeling and how to express it, so I learned because I was forced to learn, and I kept on learning, and I loved to read, take courses, meet others, and share experiences, and lo and behold, I became so grounded. I felt so fulfilled and so genuinely happy that I couldn't stop smiling, because I love my life and I love me. And then some incredible things started happening for me where I was attracting beautiful people into my life personally and professionally. And I became very intimate with myself and others. And that just created beautiful, passionate love in my life, and the loneliness dissipated. People trust me and want to share with me. So I've designed this show to help you do the same. Sit back and enjoy as we all learn how to figure it out intimately as I bring on amazing guests, co-hosts, and we share some beautiful stories, challenges, and some great tips on how to give you all the fun, passion, and intimacy into your life that you deserve also. If you'd like to call in or ask questions, the number is always toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Or if you'd like to send me an email, please do so at tamaron@figureitoutlive.com. Or you can hit the email host button here on my host page here on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel on this show called Let's Figure It Out Intimately. So today, there is no guest. It is just me. If we're lucky, we'll get some male callers calling in because we seem to get a lot of people making comments privately. They follow me on Facebook. I've got to say it again. I'm going to create a very special private page for everybody because people love what I'm talking about on the show, but they don't publicly like to comment. So I love it when people are actually brave enough to actually call into the radio show. I encourage it to happen. So when it does, I get very excited because today, again, this month, I'm talking about my theme called Behind the Red Door. Behind the Red Door is my theme where I really focus on sexual fantasy exploration. And the reason why I do that is because I am someone who loves to understand people. I'm a people person. I'm a people watcher. I love it when we connect with ourselves on a level and we finally understand who we are. And to be honest, as human beings, we're all sexual beings. We all came here through the act of sex, regardless of what that sex was for, whatever the reasoning was. And so I believe that sexual beings, if we are having sex in our life and we are having it in a way where it's very healthy and we're connected to it in a very healthy way, then we can benefit from it. But if we have fear, guilt, shame, anything like that in regards to our sexuality, then there can be issues. And that is exactly what my life was like in my past. I'm going to be sharing some personal stories today on my show. I'm going to be answering some questions and comments that people have actually written in. I've written an article this week about sharing sexual fantasies that is up on my website. So everything that I do on this radio show, there's a theme that follows me on Twitter, follows me on YouTube, and here on the show. So there's articles, there's videos, there's all kinds of stuff. So I'll talk a little bit more later on in the show how you guys can connect with that. But I encourage you guys to do so because this show is basically so that we can all learn. And so sexual fantasies are something that everybody has. Now, whether or not you agree that you have them, whether you have repressed them, or you openly talk about them, that's really why I wanted this theme up every month, because it empowers you as a person when you begin to actually understand them and to see who you are as a person. And whether or not you live out these fantasies, it really doesn't matter. But if you start talking about them, especially with your partner, then you're going to see some very dynamic changes in your relationship. So it's very, very cool. And I'm going to share a lot of that today with some of the stories that are going to come up. So I want to explain that because that really is the reason why I'm doing this. And the reason why I want to explain it is because when I write my articles or I talk to people on the street or I'm out walking my dog or whatever it is that I'm doing, and I say to people, hey, did you read my article that I read or what the newsletter I put out? And people go, oh, yeah, but you know what? I would never, ever do that. And I'm like, why? Do you not think about fantasies? Oh, yeah, but I would never act them out. I mean, people would think that, you know, there's something wrong with me. And I go, okay, come on. If this is something that we're all thinking about, then we need to explore it. And so all I'm trying to encourage you guys to do is to just explore and understand yourself. All right. So every month we're going to have a fantasy on this radio show that I'm explicitly going to be talking about, whether I've lived out that fantasy or whether I've just fantasized about it or whether I know people that have lived out specific fantasies and they've shared that information with me, because it's a never-ending journey. And I'm not somebody who's explored everything fully in my life. I mean, I've had my ups and downs in my own personal life as well. I have never met, I said this last week on the show, I have yet to meet anybody who has a completely fulfilled sex life yet. I'm sorry. I know people that have talked about, yeah, they've explored lots of things in their sexuality, but people have issues. They have physical problems. They have emotional problems. There's no such thing as perfection, but my God, we can have a lot of fun exploring it and learning more about ourselves. All right. So send in your questions, send in your comments. I'm going to be setting up a private, actually it is set up, we're going to promote it more, but we are going to have a private Facebook page for anyone who wants to put in questions or comments if you want to remain anonymous. So I'm encouraging you guys, add me to Facebook under Tamron's Place, or you can add me under my personal page, Tamron Karam, which again, you can find those links here on my home page here on Let's Figure It Out on Voice America. But yeah, before we get started, I know we're going to go for a commercial break, but what I'm going to do today is I'm going to just encourage you guys, go to my YouTube channel called Tamron's TV. You're going to see every week what we're talking about and some of the questions and comments that people are writing in about that we want to talk about on the radio show. So if you have anything that you want to be discussed or brought to my attention, we're going to do it for you guys, all right? So already people have sent in some things for this week's show, so we're going to share that. And fantasies, I just want to remind you guys, I did a whole show about this a long time ago, about fantasies really are in the mind. And so when you allow yourself to have fantasies, it gives you a sense of freedom. And when you can talk about it is another level. But just knowing that you have them, it's very, very healthy. And you're going to hear my own personal story later about me having fantasies when I was younger and actually started talking to people about them. And I was actually shunned for having them. And so it really suppressed me as a person. So very interesting. Some of the things that can happen, and you guys know every week when I start the show, I always start with a tarot card or something. And so today, this was the card that came up, and so I love to share it because I don't think that there are any accidents. And it says here, do you ever think about the meaning behind your sarcastic comments regarding your love life? And it says, what do your jokes really mean, or are you hiding your pain? So let's think about that a little bit today when we're going to be talking about sexual fantasies. When someone makes a comment to you about a fantasy, do you joke about it or do you tell the truth? Or is a fantasy that someone talked about, do you hide it? Do you pretend that you've never had that fantasy? Or are you brave enough to say, yes, I've had that fantasy as well? And it's interesting, even if we are a man or a woman, I mean, fantasies are fantasies, and it involves sometimes two women, it involves sometimes two men, but it could be heterosexual fantasies. And the fantasy we're going to talk about very specifically today is the threesome fantasy, but it's not the fantasy that is the most familiar fantasy. That was the one we talked about last month, where it's a threesome, where it's involving two women and one guy. But today, we're going to be talking very specifically about the fantasy of one woman with two men, all right? So when people think threesome, they already think, oh, automatically, yeah, I'm going to have another woman. And very rarely do it fantasy, when someone says the word threesome, do we think automatically it's two men and one woman. So that is what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about what some of the fears are for women, what some of them are for men, some personal stories, some of the things people have talked about, and how we can create this a win-win situation so that you guys can understand it better. All right, so lots of fun. So I'm encouraging you guys to come back after the break. And I just want to remind you, this is Tamron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So stay tuned for more after the break.
Your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Listen to the women's side of the fitness industry on Fitness RX Radio. If you're looking to stay healthy and look great, or are getting ready to compete athletically, this is the show for you. We'll look at competitions from the inside out, bring you fitness tips, nutrition to keep you on top of your game, and so much more. We want to hear from you, too, and we'll take your questions by phone or email. Tune in to Fitness RX Radio, airing every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America Variety Channel. Look and feel your best.
Being here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration, which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss being here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. The show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network.
Are you feeling slammed and suckered in today's stock market? If so, then you need to tune in to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Jordan Kimmel will train you in what you can do to beat up the big boys on Wall Street, as well as share his secrets to success so that you can buy and sell like a profit-pumping pro. Grab the bull market by the horns and listen to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out Intimately with your host, Tamaron. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamaron at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. This is Tamaron, and today's show topic is my Behind the Red Door series, which is all about my sexual fantasy exploration. And so the topic this month, like I said, is the threesome, but it's not that most common threesome that we all think about when you hear that word. This is a threesome where it involves two women, or pardon me, where it involves two guys and one woman. All right, so before we get into that, I just want to remind you guys, please subscribe to my YouTube show, Tamaron's TV. You're going to see every week we have a different theme because there's five of them that we're rotating through. So they're very, very specific. So next week's theme is all about erotica. So I actually have a guest lined up and it's really cool what she's going to be doing. She's actually personally working with me in Southern Ontario in my business. And she's going to share what she does in her business and how she can help you guys as well to create more erotica look inside your home. So very excited about that. And like always, you know, now you can follow me on Facebook on Tamaron's Place. That's my business page. So you guys like that page for me. And like I say, if you want to follow me on Tamaron Karam, you see the link down below here on my host page. But through that page, we're going to set up a private Facebook page for you guys. It's going to be a membered page so that you guys can post more of your questions and comments and some of the things you want answered right there on Facebook. Because a lot of people do follow me on Facebook, but then they send me a private message. And they're not even wanting to hit the like button or publicly put anything about themselves. So I'm going to make that a lot easier for you guys so you don't have to message stuff. But people just, you know, it's your public page. I get it. Your family and everybody else is on there. But sexual fantasies really are something that people really want to understand more. It's not even sometimes about acting them out like I talked about earlier. Sometimes just understanding why they have the fantasy and why does it keep showing up in your life. All right. So, yeah, that's enough of the housekeeping. So as always, I'm just going to remind you guys, please go to the website as well, tamaronsplace.com. You're going to see other videos on there as well where I talk about some of the specific workshops that I do offer. And one of the workshops that's very specific to what we're doing now is called my Explore Your Fantasies and Reignite Your Sex Life. That is a 2.5-hour workshop right now. It is online and it is live. So you can see that workshop, how it is we promote it, what it is we're going to be talking about. If you are in a relationship, and this really is a workshop for couples, if you are in a relationship and you're looking for ways to enhance your relationship, I highly recommend checking this out, because really a lot of us do have them, and a lot of people I know personally, and I'm going to talk about it today, we're afraid to even tell our partners what our fantasies are. And I know for a lot of guys this is really common. They're afraid they're going to be judged by their wives, but in my life, actually, it was me that shared my personal fantasy, and I was actually judged by my partner, and I really suppressed myself. So I'm going to share that with you guys as well, but please check it out. It's a lot of fun. It's going to run every month, and we're going to see whether dates are more convenient for people. A lot of people are geared up for September, so you can actually go online now, and you can buy it through PayPal, so lots of changes on the website as well. Very cool how to do that, because you know, if you're not feeling you can share that with your partner, I'm going to teach you guys some really super fun ways to do so. And I'm going to be right there with you guys in the workshop and guide you through it. And when you understand it, what it is, that there's an essence to that fantasy. And it's really about your personality, who you are, and it's going to change everything in your personal life as well. So excited. All right. So why, when we have this fantasy come up and it's not that common, what are some of the awesome fears that come up for people? Because these are usually really quick with a fantasy that's not that common. So for women, this is what women have been writing in and telling me. They're saying for us, they think it's too much work. And so they focus on how much work it's going to be for them, and they're not looking at the benefit that they're going to have themselves. So I'm going to talk about this a little bit, but, I want to encourage women, stop thinking that way. You know, when you're involved with multiple people in a fantasy, it really is about pleasure, and that's what the theme of the show is today, is about double the pleasure. So stop putting your head in there about it's going to be too much work, because if your partner is involved in this, you know, there's going to be ways where you guys can build the trust in a fantasy like this so that, you know, it isn't too much work. And so, you know, you're going to feel safe and you're going to feel comfortable. And for the guys, what were the guys writing in about? Men were saying that they don't ever want to see their swords crossed with another guy. All right, we talked about this in my video, and it's so true. I don't know how many men, if I approach them and ask them about this fantasy for my information for the show, right off the bat, they just said, no way. And there's a lot of fear around homosexuality underlying that part of it. And you know what? You never even have to go that close to another guy in order to get this fantasy to be fulfilled, even if it's your woman who approaches you for this fantasy. All right, this is not something where usually one guy is going to come up to a woman and say, hey, let's add another guy. Like I said, it's usually the other way around. So this is usually a fantasy that's being provoked in conversation or being talked about when it's usually a woman. So guys really seem to worry about that, and yet guys really, when we think of threesomes, that's usually the first thing they think of is, you know, adding another woman. And yet I don't think it's fair that, you know, not that many men are willing to do this for women. So you guys got to think about that. Okay, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And it's not that fearful. So as long as you guys understand what your boundaries are and, you know, start talking about the scenarios ahead of time. Now, for my personal fear, when someone approached me the first time with this one, I was like, what would someone say? And this is when I was older. So I'm going to share some different stories in here. But when I was older and I was single again, and I really contemplated having this fantasy come true, my immediate fear that came up for me was, what if someone found out? And then what would people think of me? So really, I was worried about judgment coming from others, or what if, you know, this other person that we were involving, this other guy, wasn't somebody we knew very well, like who was it going to be? So that was a big concern for me. And so I was concerned about what is going to be said. And so the truth, when I really sat down and thought about it, was there's only one person who's judging anybody, and that person is me. So I need to get over my own judgment of who I am and understand that if this is something that I want to have fulfilled, then I need to honor myself and respect myself for it and understand that I needed to let go of that judgment. Because really, if there was two guys willing to do this for me, they obviously had no fears and they had no judgment, because they were doing it on my behalf so that I was the one who was going to experience more pleasure during this act. All right. So when I finally realized that, I was okay with it. All right. So different fears are coming up for different people. Now, I'm going to go back to something earlier on. When I was approaching people and I've been talking to people a lot about my my fantasy workshops and some of the things that I'm going to be doing here now, it's interesting to see the dynamics or just to see the response, not the dynamics, to see the response from people. And one of the things that seems to be coming up a lot for people in relationships or people have been together for a long time, maybe haven't actually had a lot of other sexual partners, is people keep saying, well, I love my partner. And so why would I want to have another man involved in a sexual act, in a fantasy? Why would I want to have a fantasy? And I said, well, don't you think that by having a threesome with somebody and involving another person, it would actually build a deeper sense of trust in your relationship? And people say no, that they only want to have sex with one person. I says, but have you ever fantasized about having another man? And people are afraid to answer this, and especially women. And so after the next break, I'm going to share with you guys what had happened to me, but I just want people to know that it's okay to have sexual fantasies. And so what this woman said to me, and she was adamant about loving her husband. I said, I realize that, but when you're asking your partner to be involved in a fantasy, it's not about love anymore. This is about sex. So this is about enhancing your sex life. And if your partner loved you enough, and this was something you were wanting to try, and this was with a safe person, and knowing that your partner was never going to leave you, or you were never going to leave your husband for this other guy you might involve, it was just strictly an act of sex where everybody was agreeing on everything, and all the boundaries and everything were all discussed. If this was the perfect scenario, would you allow it to happen? And this woman kept saying no because she loved her husband. And so what I was trying to say to her was that love and sex are two different things. And the fact that you love your husband does not come into play when you're talking about fantasies. And in fact, if your partner agrees to do this for you, it just goes to show you how much your husband could actually love you. But this woman was just so adamant that she has never even fantasized about doing anything other than having sex with her husband. So I wasn't too sure what was going on there, whether it was a sense of denial or, you know, she just never believed that anything outside of the bedroom could enhance her sex life. And I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but I'm just saying this is the pattern of things that I'm seeing with people. And I just want to share that on the radio show here. So for people who are listening, if some of these fantasies that we are talking about every month, if you can't find in a way that's going to enhance your life, then I'm okay with that. But for a lot of people who are approaching me and saying, yes, I'd like to explore that, and yes, I'd like to try that, but I have no idea on how to approach my partner, and I'm encouraging you guys to listen to the show every month and check out my workshops. Check out what we're doing here in Bellefontaine, Ontario, because there are ways that you can actually enhance your relationship. But I'm going to say this right now. This is if your relationship is in a good place. Using sexual fantasies is not the way to fix a broken relationship. All right. You need to, if you're in a relationship where it's not working and you're having a lot of problems in your sex life, you need to figure that out first before you're going to come and you're going to talk about sexual fantasies. All right. So let's make that clear. It doesn't fix it, but it can certainly enhance it if you are in a stable relationship. Okay. So just wanted to make that clear. So what we're going to do now is go back to our next break. And then when we get back, I'm going to share a little bit more about some tips for success, and then also some of the other fears that might come up and how we can help you guys work through that. All right. So just want to remind you, this is Tamron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately here on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So stay tuned for more after the break.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
No matter what you have tried, healing is always possible. Learning about healing, what it is, and what it can do brings a much clearer understanding of the process. Listen for the Healing Power Hour with Suzanne Hill. Our program will help you understand your own body so that you can understand how you can reduce or eradicate any negative health issues that you might be dealing with. Healing is energy-based, and by learning how it works, you help yourself. Tune in to the Healing Power Hour, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
There are all kinds of issues which can affect our relationships, our families, our workplaces, and communities. Tune into Breakthrough with Michael Pipich for a clearer understanding to what these issues of modern life are and what kind of solutions are being presented and discussed. Michael and his guests will talk about teen suicide, PTSD, alcohol and drug abuse, bipolar disorders, and more. It's deeper understanding of our life and healing. Breakthrough with Michael Pipich is heard every Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Good Vibrations with Lynn Waldrop is transitioning to the Seventh Wave channel as Being Outside the Box. We will explore ways you can live outside this reality by letting go of all the programming that binds you to the rules, beliefs, and judgments, taking away your choices. Where are you stuck? Health, finances, money, relationships, sex, or just plain living? Listen in starting July 11th at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific for Being Outside the Box with Lynn Waldrop. Will you choose to make your life more fun, healthier, happier, and joyful? What if it was easier than you could never imagine?
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out Intimately with your host, Tamaran. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamaran at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. This is Tamaran, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately. Today, this is our monthly theme of Behind the Red Door, which is all about sexual fantasy exploration. And every month, we're going to be doing a different fantasy, and we're going to explore it. We're going to be answering some of your comments and your questions about some of the fears that you guys have in regards to sexual fantasies. So today, the fantasy is the threesome, but it's the uncommon threesome where it is two men and one woman in the fantasy. So we talked a little bit earlier on about what some of the fears are that immediately came up for women that people wrote about, what they were for guys, what the fear was for me when I was older. But to be honest, I'm going to share a personal story right now about, you know, when I was younger, because as I learned later on when I was able to fulfill this fantasy in my life, that there was a reason why I felt so rejected, like I talked about it, and who I was really rejecting, why I was worried about what people were going to think. And so when I really thought about it, and much later after I had fulfilled this fantasy, I realized there was something that had happened in my past. And you know how they always say, you know, you gotta uncover your past, because it's usually something that's happened to you that's created a fear or a blockage or even a suppression. In sexual fantasies, a lot of times people do suppress them, and that certainly was the case for me. So really, when I was in my early 20s, and I can't remember exactly how old I would have been, I can remember the time frame of where I was, but let's just say I was in my early 20s, and I was dating. I had a good friend that I was hanging out with, someone I had met in school and hung out through high school and stuff. And so I started seeing a guy who was a little bit older than me, and my girlfriend wasn't actually seeing anybody at the time. So, you know, we were young, we were going into bars, we were drinking and doing silly things and that kind of stuff. And so this guy that I was with, was a pro athlete, and she found him really attractive. I found him really attractive. And so because she wasn't seeing anybody, she would always want to know, you know, what happened when you guys got together? And, you know, back then we used to call it making out. So what happened when you guys made out and blah, blah, blah. So you're young and, you know, you want to look popular and you want to share some of your stories. And so I was telling my girlfriend some of the things that were happening with me and this guy and whatever. And so one of his friends kept coming over a lot of the times when I was at his place, and he was the same age. And so my girlfriend said to me one day, oh, yeah, wouldn't it be cool if, you know, you had sex with both of them? And I'd be like, oh, yeah, wouldn't that be awesome? Okay, I'm going to be honest here. I was 19 or 20. I know I was young. I don't even think I understood what I was even talking about when I was saying, oh, yeah, I'd really like to have sex with two guys. Like, to me, it was just like, oh, yeah, yeah. I was just going along with what she had said. And this is the honest truth. So, I mean, I really didn't even know what I was saying yes to. And so I'd been seeing this guy for a while. And so I'd run into my girlfriend again. And she would say, oh, yeah, did this friend come over? And I'd be like, oh, yeah. And she goes, well, did you have sex with both of them? I said, oh, yeah, I did. And I was such an idiot. I actually turned around and said that, yeah, I had sex with two guys, and I didn't. I completely lied. I lied upright. And so this story stuck with me. And so my girlfriend, without even asking me a ton of details, she didn't ask me a lot. She just automatically gave in to the fact that, or she believed what I was telling her. And so in her mind, I had had a threesome. All right, so here I am, this young person, and she's running around telling everybody, oh, yeah, she had a threesome. She lived out a fantasy, blah, blah, blah. So a couple years later, I meet a guy who turns out to be my husband. Well, he's going to be my husband. I don't know this at the time, but we're start dating, and we've been seeing each other for a while, and we're getting to know each other a little bit, and we've talked about a few things. And like I've shared on the show before, I didn't talk a lot about sexual fantasies and a lot about sex with my husband. We were very uneducated sexually. We talked about sex, but not in detail, not about what it meant to us and not what about, you know, what really turned us on. It was more just about the acts of sex. So I find that very different. So anyways, you know, the comment or the topic had come up one time about having a threesome or adding another guy. And because I was still lying about experiencing this threesome, I literally came out and said, oh, yeah, like I've had sex with two guys. And he was mortified by the fact that I had said that this had happened. And in fact, it was that old saying, good girls don't. And, you know, here we had felt this very strong connection. And, you know, I think we were actually living together at the time. And so when this came up, I just felt so disgusted. I felt like, you know, I shouldn't have done that or whatever. And the truth was, I didn't even do it. So here I was being judged for something, a fantasy that I had fantasized about, didn't understand in the first place. Second of all, I had actually, you know, tried to get people to believe I had done it. And then I was being judged for it. So I was really messed up over this. So I ended up having to tell him the truth. Now, whether or not he actually ever believed me, I honestly have no idea whether he did. But we ended up getting married. But when I became... And I ended up divorcing this man, and not because of that. There was many problems in the relationship. But later on, when I became single and I was dating again and I was meeting men, and I'm much older now, so, you know, fantasies come up in conversation when you're dating people and stuff. And so this fantasy had come up, and automatically I felt this guilt and the shame. And like I said, I felt like I was being judged, and I had to figure out where it was coming from. And it came directly from that time. And as a matter of fact, I never, ever shared another fantasy or anything with my husband, and that man I was with for 13 years. So we had a very, very quiet, undiscussed sex life. And the more I've talked about this with people, the more I'm realizing how many people are in the same boat. And yet you can have a lot of sex with someone. I had a lot of sex in my marriage, but I wasn't having sex and talking about it. I wasn't participating in what was really going on in my mind and wanting to share, because I had been judged with him right in the beginning. So I was terrified to even bring up anything else. And the more people I've talked to about wanting to be in my workshops are going through the same thing. So there is a whole lot of terror and fear around even sharing something with your partner and being afraid that you're going to be judged by them. And this is someone you care about. This is someone you've had children with. And you know what? That truth will set you free. You have to be in a place where you can be with someone and to know that they are not going to leave you, or anything to know if you are willing and ready to discuss this. I just want people to understand that these workshops that I'm running is to get you guys to come from a different place so that you can be connected and to truly understand each other, because a lot of us are strangers living in the same house. And you know what? I said this in the beginning of the show. We are all sexual beings. We all have fantasies. And when I started dating again and people were asking me what my fantasies were, I was telling people I didn't have any. And one guy said to me, oh yeah, you do. You don't want to share them. And I said, no, I don't have them. And I realized I did have them, but I was afraid to share them. And so, it really, it kept me, I'm going to say suppressed. I was sexually suppressed. And it wasn't until I became single again that I had to figure all this stuff out. And once I realized that, I did have things about myself that needed to be expressed, and as a woman, it literally set me free. And so more and more people are starting to realize, and, we want to express ourselves, and yet a lot of people are on the internet. There's people out there having affairs. There's people fantasizing. There's people watching porn. I mean, people are doing it anyway, so you can't tell me that you don't have the fantasies and that you don't crave this stuff, because we do. And I don't care what country you live in. I don't care what language that you speak. We all seem to have the same fantasies, so why is that? And the truth is, there is a very common theme in the fantasies. And so what I'm going to do is after the next break, I'm going to share with you guys what some of those fears might be, because even though you have fantasies in your sex life and you have fears and anxieties around them, it's going to show up in other parts of your life. So it's going to show up in your relationships with your boss. It's going to show up in relationships with your friends. And if you can't be genuine and authentic in who you are as a person with someone, when you're so intimate with them sexually, with your partner or your lovers or whoever it is, if you're holding out on them, you're holding out on other people in your life. And more people really want to be connected to the people that they're living with and the people that we're working with. And know what? When you understand people, you're going to have more compassion. You're going to be able to look at them. You're going to know where they come from. And, whether or not people fully understand them, it really doesn't matter. But I'm just saying that this changes people's lives. And so it's really, really interesting. So again, if you guys find that you're connecting with anything that I'm talking about, I'm encouraging you guys, go to my website, tamronsplace.com, and check out even this one specific workshop called Explore Your Fantasies and Reignite Your Sex Life. All right, we're going to be running these every month, though. And if you don't even see this sometimes on there, please check out the videos, because there is a video for every single one of these. There's a way you can connect with me for free for 15 minutes. I'll talk to you. Sometimes people just want to have consultations. We can book that as well. We have 90-minute consultations with people, with couples, with singles. We can do that as well with technology. So I want you guys to understand who you are as a person and be like me. Set yourself free, all right? Because you don't want to be suppressed. Again, my other workshop, which is available where you guys can connect with me for an entire day, is my Tamron Secret Sex Language Program. Now, that is a program. There are no dates. You'll see that on the website. You can pay for it. You can connect with me first for 15 minutes for free as well about that. But that is when we set aside a time where either I come to you or you guys come to me. And it can be a day through the week or on the weekend. But that is a private one-on-one consultation for an entire day from like 10 in the morning till 6:30 at night. I feed you. I go through 7 different modules, things that I have figured out in my own life. These are not things I learned from a book. These are things that I learned when I was back out in the dating world and having to explore myself and what I learned about myself. So again, that is all listed on the website. So I'm encouraging you guys to check that out. So here we are again at that time for the last break today. So I'm going to do that. When I get back, I'm going to give you guys a little bit of tips on how you can understand what some more of these anxieties are. All right. So just to remind you, it's Tamron and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately here on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So stay tuned for more.
Learn more. Live better. Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you're looking for answers and solutions, you don't have to look to expensive treatments, consultations, and methods. All you have to do is listen to your connections. Every week, the Dr. Melanie Show will teach you how to do just that. Dr. Melanie Barton will share her gifts and talents and teach you to do the same. And in doing so, find the solutions to the issues in your life that you truly need. You'll learn about holistic and practical health in six key areas. Discover the Dr. Melanie Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
If you have a loved one that is undergoing treatment for substance abuse or mental illness, you owe it to them and yourself to tune in to One Hour at a Time with host Mary Woods. This compassionate and educational talk show will help you help those that you love by better understanding their condition and their personal recovery process. Tune in every Monday at 12 noon Pacific time to One Hour at a Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Recovery begins this hour.
Join Patricia Raskin, the host of Positive Living on VoiceAmerica.com, Monday at 11 Pacific. This program brings you practical and inspiring principles for living a more authentic, engaging, and passionate life. Patricia's guests will give you a formula for connecting, giving, forgiving, and miraculous living. So tune in and call to Positive Living, Mondays at 11 Pacific time, right here on VoiceAmerica.com.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out Intimately with your host, Tamaran. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamaran at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. This is Tamaran, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately here on Voice America. So today we are talking about my Behind the Red Door series, which is all about my sexual fantasy exploration. So once a month, we're going to talk about a different fantasy, and you guys have an opportunity to send in your questions, your comments. So again, if you want to know what the fantasy is going to be about, I usually let everybody know on the Monday of every week what the theme is, what the topics are, and you're going to see the videos up, you're going to see the articles up on my website. So go to tamaransplace.com or follow me on YouTube on Tamarans TV, and you'll see the videos there and you get to see, because we actually have five different themes that we are running through this show. So this is only one of them. So next week's theme is actually my erotica series. And that is really, we're going to talk about literature. Sometimes you're going to see some of my own stuff I'm writing. I'm actually writing an ongoing story about a sexual fantasy it's not actually an exploration. It's about a fantasy, but it's true stuff. So it's the way I perceive things as a woman. And so it's interesting to see the reaction from men and actually from women, because what I'm writing about is actually what I think in my own head. So we're getting all that up. And in fact, we're getting it ready up on Amazon as well. So people are going to actually be able to buy some of the ongoing story. And you can read it chapter by chapter. You can read it one chapter at a time. So lots of cool stuff happening for you guys. Anyway, so let's get back to today's theme. Today it is the threesome, where it's two men and one woman. So I talked earlier on in the show about what some of the fears that come up for some people, but there are some other fears that people have written in about. And so some of the things for women that they're saying is, you know, the fear of judgment, which was mine. And another one is not feeling desired by anyone other than their partner. And, you know, this comes up a lot, especially for people, the women who are saying that they've really only been with their partners. Some people have actually married their high school sweethearts, or, you know, they didn't really have a lot of other lovers. And now that they're older and, you know, their bodies have changed and, you know, they've had kids, and I'll face it, my body's not the same. So, you know, even though they have these fantasies, they don't want another guy actually seeing them. So they have a judgment of their own physical body. And guys, this is really, really common for women. I don't know if you understand this, but the older we get, you know, we can be one of two things. We can be more accepting of our body, and it's nice when our partner does accept that, especially if that is the person you have had kids with, and you know, her body has gone through the changes because of the two of you being together and having kids together. But some women don't actually like the changes that their body has gone through. So there's a lot of judgment. And for me personally, I've had ups and downs with this one too. There were times when I loved how my body looked, and there are other times when I don't. And so what I'm going to say is, if this is an issue, please contact me for a consultation. I do give out the Bach Flower Remedy consultations over the phone. You can go online. You can understand what these are. It's vibrational medicine. I've used them a lot. I give them to pretty much everybody I know. They're safe. They can be used with medication. They can be used with homeopathy. And basically, it just works on your energy body. So all they do is they just take a negative emotion that you're feeling, and then it helps to turn it into something positive. So if you do have a lot of concerns around your body image, you know, it may be stemming from something else in your life also that has never been resolved. And the more people I've run into, men and women, this isn't just women. There's a lot of guys that have told me a lot of stuff too. If you've had any type of trauma, or you've had any form of abuse, whether it was emotional or physical, it really doesn't matter. That literally will play a role on your self-esteem and how you actually look at your physical body. A lot of people feel ashamed or dirty or whatever. So I can definitely help you guys with that. All right. So that really does help you guys, because you know there are ways that you can actually get some of these fantasies fulfilled in your life. Another thing that women have talked about is the lack of self-confidence they have if she's never had another lover other than her husband. So again, this does play a role. And like I say, if you're involved with your partner and this is a fantasy that you want fulfilled, having your partner there with you and making sure that he's the one looking after everything, even though there is another guy involved, that's going to create a huge sense of trust with you guys, and it's going to help build your confidence. So, you know, ladies, don't worry about it. I mean, this is something that you need to talk about with your partner. Again, we do talk about this in the workshop, is who's going to set the boundaries and what's going to happen if things come up, or if you decide that, you know, you're not feeling right about it and what's going to be done next. So the more you guys talk about it, instead of just having these fears in your head of all these things that you think are going to happen, just by talking about it, is your partner is going to understand who you are, instead of them thinking that you just keep saying no about everything. All right. No means no. Well, no doesn't necessarily mean no. No just means no. Maybe I need some time, or I need to process it, or whatever. But people don't even go that far in their conversations. So I'm really encouraging you guys to do so. And that really is what my workshops really focus on. All right. You guys aren't having fantasies. You're not fulfilling your fantasies or having sex with me in the room. This is stuff you're going to go home and do. And I do talk about that in the videos. So please check it out. Okay. And there's other fears that come up too. But for some of the guys, before we have to close the show here, I'll give one more. You know, the big thing, like I say, is the men worry about, they compare themselves to other men. Women have insecurities about their body, but men are different. They compare about who's the guy. Is he going to be tougher looking, or is his sword going to be a different size? Like, my God, these guys come up with all different things. And so it stops them from fulfilling these fantasies for their partner. And, you know, you've got to ask yourself that question. What would you be willing to do for your partner to enhance your relationship? Guys, all of them want these other women. But, you know, if there's another guy in the room, they have the fear about that. And I mean, hey, women have their insecurities too. So women aren't thinking about that stuff. I just want you guys to know it's not about that. They're not in there comparing you to the other man. They're just wanting to have more pleasure, to fulfill that fantasy. They're not comparing it. They're not doing what you're doing in your head. So again, you guys need to talk this stuff through. All right. So again, I just want to encourage you guys, go to the website, tamronsplace.com. Check out some of the workshops. Connect with me, email me, or you can set up a consultation with me. Everything is set up there now, or you can actually book these workshops. All right, so I'm encouraging you guys to do so. And again, I want to thank you so much for taking time out to spend it with me today on this show. And I hope you've laughed or resonated with me in some way, or you feel compelled to listen again to the recorded version or share this show with your friends. Because remember, my life is the same as yours, and I'm not perfect. I'm not a supermodel, a porn star, or a celebrity. I'm just this crazy chick who wants to have more fun in her life without ever having to give up my personal boundaries. I want to be respected and to respect all the people, the friends and family and lovers in my life too. So I needed to learn how to communicate, share and laugh at myself, and most of all, listen to the needs of the people that I cared about so I could receive the life that I fantasized about when I was young. And I didn't create it the first time around, but I certainly found the tools to create what I want now. And that is exactly what I love to do the most, is to pass down this knowledge to you, my listeners. So thanks again for listening, and I hope you remember to come back again next week, because we're going to be doing our erotica series. I have a guest, Karen Kluckowitz. She owns a shop called Erotica Interiors. She teaches you how to create a space in your home or your business or wherever it is to have a more erotic look. So she's really interesting to talk to. So thanks again for listening, and I'll see you then. Cheers.
Thank you again for listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately. Please join Tamaran again next Thursday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Let's figure it out intimately again.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.